Order at 6:32. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move this for the roll call.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam Palastro.
Here.
John Corrick.
Here.
Earl Robinson.
Here.
Jeffrey Bell.
Here.
Ray Bowers.
Present.
David Reed.
Here.
Rita
Here.
Balaji. We have a full house, so the alternates will not be voting members tonight.
Okay. Next item is public portion. Anybody from the public who wishes to speak that is not on what's on the agenda for tonight? Wow.
Sam, can you hear me? Sam?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd like to just jump in here for one second.
Well, let me get through the public portion. You want to speak on
I want to do the public portion. I'm in the public portion right now. This is
Okay.
something that has nothing to do with the meeting.
All right.
Okay, I'm just hear me out. So before I signed in for the Zoom meeting, there was a note about this meeting not only being taped, but also being used for AI generation. Is anybody aware of that? Mark, are you aware of that?
I'm not aware. Yeah,
Mark?
it's just a function of Zoom. There's no.
Okay, so then the question becomes, are we, by participating in this meeting, giving the okay for AI to use our image and our voice?
No.
How do you know that?
It's a part of Zoom. It's just recording the meeting.
Then why did I see that note for the first time tonight?
It's not the first time. It's been on there for months, probably a year.
I've never seen it.
Well,
Just speaks stressful.
I mean, it helps like with transcription of the meeting. That's about it.
All right. Can you look into that for me, Mark? I'd like to get something in writing for that, please.
Okay.
I'm concerned.
Okay.
And I think everybody else should be concerned. If
Okay.
they're going to be using our image, we should be aware of that as we're doing this.
Okay, it's not I did that's not what it's for, but the
Well, you're
recording.
saying that, but you don't know for sure. You're just saying that. Are
Okay.
you sure that that's
I'll
true?
check it out, Kevin. I'll
Okay.
check it out.
I would like you to at least check it out so
Yeah.
then we're not here tonight letting someone in China use our voice and our image because we're doing this meeting.
Okay.
That fair? Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else from the public who wishes to speak? Anybody else? All right. Can I get a motion to close the public portion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by John.
Second.
Seconded by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item number five, approval of minutes of May 15th. We're going to table. Motion to table the minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Did you hit the button on the left? Left. On that bar. Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Oh, go on.
Okay.
One.
Either one. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Next item on the agenda, item number six, applicant subtenant Chase for Vassar Kaufman of Derby LLC, 151 Irving Place, Woodmere, New York. Location affected premises of 552 New Haven Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. Appealing the Derby zoning regulation of 195-15E6 for a side yard variance to allow a 1 foot side yard setback, where the required setback is 20 feet for the purpose of replacing the current structure, formerly the Starbucks, with a new structure of Chase Bank that will be reoriented on the parcel.
Evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Knopf. I'm an attorney with an office at 135 Broad Street.
in Milford, just down the street from Brian.
Okay.
And I'm here tonight on behalf of Badger Kaufman Derby LLC. So I'm sure you're all very familiar with this center. And you probably always thought about this as one overall property. And as you're looking at the plans in preparation for tonight or looking at it now, there's actually three parcels that comprise the center. There's the one that we're talking about now. There's also the one here, and there's also one, I think, on Sodom. But they all operate as one unified development. What's the other unusual feature is that we are the long-term tenant of this property, but we own the other two. So as you know, that there is a Starbucks located in this location that is located in the side yard setback with our other property. So what we want to do, however, is better integrate this property. By the way, a lot of the parking that services the overall center is located on this parcel. What we want to do is better integrate these two parcels, eliminate, you know, the curb that exists between them, close curb cuts on Sodom Lane, and construct a Chase Bank. But because this lot is so narrow along this frontage, I think it's only like 115 feet or 200 feet required, we really have to push that building in order to create landscaping and create a nice corner here. We need to push the building as far up against that side yard setback as we possibly can. So whereas 20 feet is required, we're asking for a side yard setback of 1 foot. So in addition to putting Chase Bank there, and you know, it's not very often that new financial institutions are being proposed or constructed anymore. So this is a nice thing for the town. It's a nice thing for the center. So in addition to that, we're going to be adding a lot of landscaping along the corner. We're going to be better integrating this property into the overall center, creating drive aisles between the two. Our professional engineer, Rod Sperlicki, is here. I mean, Rod, I don't know if you want to add anything in terms of other things that we're doing. They're sort of, you know, that we'll be talking to planning and zoning about. But I think it's clear that we have a very unusual situation in terms of how this lot is configured, how this lot marries up with the other parcels that we own, and that, frankly, there will be no negative implication on anyone, frankly, and it will result in an improved site and improved traffic condition and just better overall for the site.
Sorry.
Oh. But do you want to add anything else? Up to you.
Did that catch it? He didn't have that on the whole time, did he?
Under the same thing on here, Rod, that you want to...
It was fine.
Okay.
I mean, that's a little more detailed, Rod, if you want to...
Sure. Thank you, John. Rod Sulicki, work for VHB, site civil engineer, project manager for this company, representing the applicant tonight. So as John explained, these parcels have been integrated for a long time. Joint ownership. What we're looking to do is replace the existing Starbucks, which is also a nonconformity today, with a Chase Bank. And we're trying to integrate, as you know, that Starbucks sits high to the plaza. So there's no real access to it. If you park, you have to walk up the hill, go through grass, and it's a tough grade exchange. So we are proposing is two access driveways to the plaza to really integrate it. You can see the parking's connected. Now you're going to have a way in, so you can park to Chase, a way out. We're proposing a connection to the bus stop from Chase Bank. And the reason we're asking for this setback variance here is so that we can respect the front yard setbacks. Otherwise, we'd have to likely push the building forward, and then we'd have a difficult traffic situation trying to pull in. We want to make sure there's no backups onto Route 32. This gives us free flow in, lets everyone park. So it's just a better integration of the shopping center with a line that's there on paper, but not really in reality as the shopping center operates.
You're knocking this building down and putting up a new one.
Correct.
What's the difference in the square footage?
And the Chase is about...
How many parking spaces are going to be affected as a result?
So as a result, we're losing, I believe, one space. The Starbucks building's, I think, 1,800 square feet. This one's 3,300 square feet. But parking, I think, is just one removed, I believe, and it's still zoning compliant the entire plaza.
Are you going up?
No. So we have to go down a little bit to navigate the grade between the shopping centers. So it's coming down a touch from the Starbucks itself. but it's going to be streetscaped. So we're coming down in, and then you're sloping down to the parking lots.
So you're doubling the square footage, and you're only affecting one parking spot.
That's correct.
What's the requirement?
So it's 5 per 1,000 for the total square footage of the shopping center. I believe we are well over. I don't have that number in front of me, Chairman, but we are over in terms of parking of what is required.
Okay. Are you changing the... go ahead. If you need to keep talking. I don't know. Not trying to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
We'll list of questions.
Yeah, we'll
field everybody else here too. So, but I'll wait for you to finish your.
I think we're there. We'll answer any questions from the commission.
Anybody have any questions before I? Put your speaker. Just put your.
I just have one question. Have you ever considered changing that location alongside near Wendy's and then also incorporate a drive-through on the far right? Take that whole area there and just incorporate it on the far right. In other words, follow what I'm saying?
I don't know that Wendy's is a part of our parcel.
No, I meant alongside. I'm using that as a direction.
I see.
Okay, you follow what I'm saying?
The chase there?
In other words, like, take that building, right, and just move it over here and incorporate. Since you're incorporating that whole area, wouldn't it have been, I'm just curious, would it have been feasible?
It would affect the main access drive, and I wouldn't surprise you to learn that banks love being on corners.
I'm sorry?
Banks love being on corners.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
What's the hardship?
The hardship is, in particular, is the fact that this is not conforming. This distance, the side yard set, or the frontage is 115 feet, where 200 feet is required. So as a result, it would be almost impossible to put a building here that wouldn't require a variance.
Mr. Chairman, if I... Brian Lee, might point out their statement of use or variance application does point out on the second page five separate hardships are stated in the application itself.
So currently both the current building, the Starbucks building, and the lot are both non-conforming as is right now?
Correct.
Okay.
And so as Rod said, since we want to adhere to the 20-foot setback along the front yard, then it necessarily pushes the building back.
Right.
And so what you have out here today, which you can sort of see, is frankly just a lot of pavements, and this whole area will be landscaped.
Right. Just for the board, you know that it's pre-existing non-conforming, right? So it's always non-conforming until they affect it, which is what they're going to do if they knock this down and put it up. So they wouldn't meet today's guidelines, right? Your house could be non-conforming, but it's pre-existing. They can't do anything until you want to make a change to it.
They're doing more than 50% increase.
Right. You guys own the land behind.
I'm sorry?
You guys own the land behind it.
Yes, we own this parcel.
Right.
So there's a parcel here at Sodom, and then there's this parcel at 552, and then, I'm sorry, at 600, and then the subject parcel is
552. Marianne owns that, right? So why wouldn't you just give yourself that foot of land and give it to her?
I'm sorry,
why wouldn't you just give yourself that foot and not come for a variance?
Because no. So we are asking for a 1 foot setback where 20 feet is required. So once you add the 20 foot setback here, the 20 foot setback along this side lot line, you're left with an extremely small building.
So you need 19 more feet to comply.
Right. Right. So we would have to cut off 19 feet of this building.
Or what I'm saying is that you own the back property. Why don't you give them 20 feet?
Because we
you
don't
own, you own the back.
We own
and you manage the front. You're basically in managing it. You go to Marianne and say, Marianne, I want to give you an extra 20 feet or give you an extra 19 feet. You would give it to her because you want this to work and you're doing the.
But the result would be the same. No one's being harmed by the variance, and we're not going to be conveying an extra 20 feet to our landlord to avoid the variance. I think
it's a slope, right?
What's that?
It's a slope back there. It drops off. Mm-hmm. So if you gave him, if you just gave her that, it's not being inhibited. You're not affecting any parking or anything right there. It's not habitable. Like
I can tell you that it would be very uncommon for a property owner to just convey a 20-foot strip for this purpose. I mean, we're going to be going before planning and zoning as well because we want to create a better overall unified center. Even though we would desperately like to own this this parcel, but we don't. So we want to treat it as if it's one overall parcel. You know, so one of the things that we have to do in the variance application is to
request it like it's one overall parcel. Then give yourself that extra 19 feet. You want to treat it like one, but it's not. So,
we have two separate. We have two separate owners,
right?
But if you think so, one of the things you said is whether the requested variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the regulations. You said will facilitate efficient provision of public services, which is financial institution, will provide assurance of necessary site for commerce. It will not impact privacy for families in any way. Will facilitate the reduction of traffic congestion, promote efficient circulation of vehicles, will enhance the appearance of the city of Derby on an important corridor, and is consistent with the goal of flexibility and design in the development of land. Mm-hmm. So
Section 195-77 and -78 of our rules and regulations states that we have a right for a referral. Have you contacted any of the agencies from the city and or the state, i.e. the DOT, and the impact that it would have with traffic based on the fact that you'd be attracting customers?
My guess is that they will be overjoyed that we're closing the curb cut on Sodom and also sliding this down.
Did you go to them?
Sure.
Yeah, that would be part of the plan and zoning.
No, it's not. It's part of our part. It's in our zoning regs, 195-77-78.
So, Mr. Chairman, we
have the right as a board to ask for them to go to any agency that we see fit that might have or pose some kind of issue for us that we would have a concern, because we're not the professionals. Like if it's a city property on the other side, if this wasn't Route 34 and it wasn't a state road, we have done this before with the dewdrop. Right. They wanted to put something on. They were feet within it. So I've asked the LTA from the police department and I've asked Public Works to make sure that doing this isn't going to harm the snow plowing, the traffic, the people on the deck that's 2 feet from the road. I'm just asking if you have done
with
that.
The reconfiguration of the parking, the reconfiguration of the drive aisles, the fact that a bank will attract far fewer cars than a Starbucks, I promise you, any traffic expert would be overjoyed to see this change.
Yeah, and as a part of this, we are closing a problematic curb cut that's really close to the signal. So that curb cut gets closed here. This one gets cleaned up, so it's a right in. So as far as traffic goes, it's a very big improvement.
You come in from 34, you're closing the Sodom Lane.
This
curb you're cut. Closing that one right there,
yes. Correct?
This and they're going to come in there,
yep.
And the drive-thru is going.
There's no drive-thru.
How do you get out?
Yeah. How do you get out?
So when you come in, you have two options. You could take a right and use the main plaza entrance, or you could come through and use the main plaza entrance. So what we're doing is consolidating curb cuts to be at the main plaza. So we're removing multiple curb cuts on New Haven Avenue, which is always a...
Yeah,
it's always an intent of DOT to do and consolidate.
So they can come in two ways off of 34, the one just before it.
Yep.
And then you can take a left and go in, or you can take that one right there.
That's correct. You can come in, you take a left in, or you have free flow entrance right in. If you miss it here at the signal, you come into the main plaza and you have another entrance here. So we're taking all the traffic congestion that was on the road and putting it interior to the site now, making all those movements happen inside the site.
Okay. I saw that. I saw the Sodom Lane closing up, which I liked. I liked the direction of the flow. I just asked if you asked anybody for any of this.
From my experience, DOT usually asks for us to wait until we get the first round of comments from P&Z to engage them to make sure that this is a real project. They don't typically engage with us until we submit to planning and zoning. We can get their feedback, but it's usually off the record, and we find that that's sometimes it's more hurtful than helpful to get their feedback early when they're not actually reviewing an application. So our traffic engineers reviewed this. This design we're presenting is based on our professional advice and opinions.
Good. Anybody else have any other questions?
No.
Don, Earl.
Mr. Chairman, so our basic meeting for tonight is just if we do grant their application, it's only for that 1 foot encroachment, more or less.
19, right?
19, what I'm saying. Okay. And of course, they would have to go to P and planning and zoning. And then from that point, you probably have to have a traffic report, I'm guessing. And then you'll have to go through all the other regulations. So basically our stand here is just the variance and that's it. Or, we can make recommendations and things like that, but
I think you are stating it accurately. The request here is for the variance, and we have various other requirements or approvals that we need to obtain, particularly from planning and zoning, and it will give your police department and the DOT the opportunity to review this. Listen, you can tell I've been doing this for a long time. This is textbook improved traffic conditions. You have a professional engineer saying the same thing. BHB is a renowned transportation engineering firm. They are saying the same thing. And that is one of the reasons for the variance, is so we can push the building further away from the road to this sort of nebulous property line that is a historic anomaly, which makes it unusual.
The current building, how far is that from the property line? Do you know?
6 feet.
6 feet. So it's already nonconforming by 14. You're asking for another 5 feet of nonconformity. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, you have anything, Dan?
Maltz is moving, but he's not following him.
Kevin?
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to reconcile 195-80B, number 3, and the request for the greater good of the community and the entire citizenship of the city of Derby. So, the actions of the vote has to be more than the majority. If 4 out of the 5 members feel that meets that threshold, then the application would be approved.
I would just note that if the commission makes a motion to approve the application and grant the variance, they should state the hardship on the record. And as noted, there are, four separate hardships, and then the statement that it is, in fact, in conformity with the plan of conservation and development.
What's your take on this? Oh, put it on.
Well, my take on it is, as pointed out by the applicant, it is an unusual situation where you have an internal lot line, you have an existing non-conforming building. The rationale of the hardship stated in the letter is reasonable. So I think there would be sufficient basis for this board to find a hardship.
Anything else? I'm just reading the rules here. The assistance from other officials, the referrals, the guided principles, and the supporting referrals: city engineer, inland wetlands, conservation commission, fire marshal, chief of police, water pollution, street commissioner, board of aldermen. Additional information may be required.
What section are we referring to again?
195.77 and 78. No, sorry. 195.36. I don't know why I was thinking 77 and 78.
Yeah, I think that was the section I thought you might be referring
to. That's what I was referring to. 195.77 and 78. Assistance from other officials. The board may call upon other city departments or agencies for assistance in the performance of its duties. And it shall be the duty of such departments or agencies to render such assistance to the board as may be reasonably required.
Is that for variances?
Yes, that's in our bylaws. That's for the ZBA. That's for us to, like, for an example, like I'm saying, the LTA for the DOT or for people right, to
but,
give
but
us.
But the point is the variance has nothing to do with traffic. I mean, if there is a traffic
concern, is a safety, and that it's not going to be a bottleneck or a congestion over there. So yes, you want to grant something, but if granting one thing causes something else, that's our, and we have the right to call them.
What it's going to cause is an improvement.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, if we were to hold these setbacks, it would push the building in a way that it would be very difficult to connect the plaza. You'd have to rotate the building, and then your parking would be right street front, right up on the building, which then potentially creates backups off the street. And right now, this curb cut, I believe it's sized for a right in, right out, which is pretty unsafe here with the divided intersection. And the owner and the applicant, they're getting rid of their rights to take a right out of this and restricting it to only a right in. So based on our recommendations for traffic movement.
Two right ins.
Yeah, two right ins. I'm saying for the Starbucks itself, that curb cut there is a right in, right out currently. And the owner is taking the right out away as the application to have a right in only, so that now no one's leaving the site through here this close to the intersection crossing major lanes.
Right, because what happens is if you're making a right out currently and you don't want to make the right on the Sodom, you have to get past this right turn only lane to continue traveling west. You never want to have a curb cut near an intersection. This is a vastly improved condition.
Mr. Chairman, I'd also note that is, of course, a state highway. So whatever they do at that entrance is going to require permission from the state of Connecticut, who's going to ensure that any improvement is acceptable to them. And as was noted earlier, anytime you eliminate a curb cut on or near a state highway, they're going to be in favor of it. And particularly when you change direction, ingress and egress, and limit it to one or the other, they're also going to be in favor of that. So as a general matter. But for your point, the other officials are going to look at this, including the state DOT. And under, I thought you were referring to 35 and 36.
35 and 36 and 77.
Yes, I didn't see. No, you were. I was looking at that. I didn't see 77 myself. But you're correct. But I've actually never seen a ZBA request that material before. I've
requested several times.
I've never seen it myself.
Prior to.
Clearly, the Planning and Zoning Commission, when they act upon the site plan application, would be evaluating all of those items.
And we have met with city officials, the zoning official, the town engineer. They've seen this plan. They've seen it. They're in support of it. We've had it reviewed by the city's engineer at SLR. So he was in favor of the curb cut reductions. So it's this isn't the first time the city's seeing it. We've been in contact and coordination with everyone here.
I could see if we're asking for a front yard setback and the building is going to be 5 feet off the curb line. Listen, have at it.
Yeah. Is there anything else for the application? I'm going to close
Thank you.
I'm going to close this portion of the application.
I don't know if anyone is here from the public, but you may want to just do the formality.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. All
right. I'm going to close this part. Anybody from the public portion? Anybody from the public wish to speak on this application here only? Not having anybody here, do I have a motion to close the public portion for this application?
Motion made.
Motion made by John.
A second.
Seconded by Mr. Bell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Portion closed. Action on application. This is our opportunity as a board for us to discuss this. Opinion?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
This is our portion now for us to discuss before we make a motion and decide.
Well, I think.
This is just for us now.
Just for the record, I believe like every valid point, every one of us is a valid point from every one of our members have brought up. But the major issue, I think, is the variance. If we don't grant the variance, they can't go forwards to anything else. They can't go to the planning. They can't even do anything. Actually, I don't want to put it on record, but it is on record that I think it probably, excuse the language, dead on the water, I gather. That's it. You can't move forwards. Am I correct?
That's correct.
That's always the case in any application that comes to us. Well, we're the first line before it goes to anywhere.
Well, right? I understand it, but a lot of times a lot of things go to planning and zoning first, and then they come to us sometimes for a variance. So in this way, it seems like they're asking for a variance first, and then they can go forward with other boards and then, you know, and go forwards. So I see they're in a catch 22 situation right now, but I think basically we just have to more or less look at the variance and go from that point, and hopefully maybe the rest of the board of the boards would take other considerations that we have brought up. That's all I have to say, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
I just want to clarify that the variance that's being requested is in the back toward the back parking lot. And so it really doesn't even affect anything around the parking area in and of itself, right? It's in the back by the back parking lot. So
that's correct. That's correct.
So that, I mean, I think that it would be hard to ask for, I mean, if I was a land, if I owned that land, I wouldn't want to just give 20 feet away to somebody you rent from or you lease from. So I could see that it's a hardship for them to use this property without the variance. And it does serve the public good. We don't have a bank over there. The only bank is Webster Bank. So anybody who's unhappy with that or wants some choice, this not that that's a reason to give a variance. It's certainly not. So I don't know. That's just my thought.
Are you making a motion to approve this?
If I wasn't an alternate, I would.
Do you have a copy of those? So when somebody makes a motion, they can read that into the.
Yes.
Whoever wants to. All right. Are we done? Dave, do you have anything you want to add to this? Ray, is there anything you want to add? good?
I'm good.
Do you want me to make a motion?
Yeah.
We'll see what the board wants to do.
Oh, just, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Do you want the application?
Do you the application?
I would do just the... And then cite the hardships as you just...
Yep. I would like to make a motion to approve the application of subtenant Chase Bank for Basser Coffin of Derby LLC, 151 Irving Plaza, Woodmere, New York, 11598. Location affected premises, 552 New Haven Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. Appealing to Derby zoning regulations, 195-15E6 for a side yard variance to allow 1 foot side yard back where the required setback is 20 feet for the purpose of replacing the current structure, formerly Starbucks, with a new structure, Chase Bank, that will be reorientated on the parcel. The reasons for the approval are based on the hardships stated in the applicant's application, hardships Roman numeral 7. Sorry, I went out of order. 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Should they be read in or no?
He said I could just do them.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, just
it's part of the record. This is part of the record.
Right. All right, we have a
one plan of conservation and development.
What's that?
It's and it's consistent with the plan of conservation.
And it's consistent with the plan of conservation and development. The current plan as it states.
We have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
I'll second the motion.
Oh, you have to hit it again.
I'll second the motion.
Second made by John. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. No sense in that. We did the item number 8, action on application. Number 9, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Motion made by John.
Second.
Seconded by Earl. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let the record show the meeting ends at 7:10 p.m. Okay.
You think we're going to have a meeting in November?
Maybe, right?
No, this one showed up on blue. Okay. All right. That's, yeah.